slave in Ireland, where he's not until this day. Patrick tended the sheep flock where he heard the voice of God, and he became a shepherd to those born on an Irish sod. He used the Irish shamrock to teach the Trinity. He showed the Celtic church the path to eternity. So wear your brain with honor and remember this great man, a saint who learned as a captive to seek God and follow his plan. A saint who learned as a captive to seek God and follow his plan. Just refreshing your mind a little bit on the history of St. Patrick. Relatively well-to-do young Englishman who was captured and taken into slavery. During the slavery, he was much abused, but he began to love his captives as he realized God was with him and God gave him the strength to love them. Then he escaped, and after he escaped, he decided to be a priest. Yes, and after he became a priest, he went back to you want to go back is to the place of your captivity. But St. Patrick so trusted in God and so walked with him that he knew he would never be a captive to anyone but the Lord. And so he came to God, and with God he went back to Ireland, which was an incredibly risky thing. And there were people that would have killed him, and God intervened. A community of love. The community of the love of God that embraced Ireland and changed the nation because they dared to trust in God and love like it. Baptism kind of talks about trusting God. As an adult, we commit, or actually almost as much as we commit, we acknowledge that we walk with God. We realize that God is with us, and we walk not alone. And so, I take the name of Jesus and the blessing of Jesus because I'm just so pumped that he walks with me, that he's with me. And I celebrate that. And in the grace of God, as the waters comes upon the people in baptism, it represents that God cleans our sins away. Most of you know that I wear ties for circumstances. I always look for a tie. Probably the worst example of it was I paid a funeral for a fellow from New Orleans, and he loved Mardi Gras. You should have seen the tie I wore. Well, some of you probably just as well you didn't. Seen in the background is Monet's garden. Monet's garden. One of my favorite painters. One of my second favorite artists is drawn into Monet's garden. I'll say the name of the figure drawn in and see if you can tell me the famous artist, Snoopy. Celebrate this. There are not very many art critics who would put Charles Schultz Snoopy on the same level as Monet. But there might be some children who would. I kind of feel like Snoopy. In the scheme of God's sudden, this little boy, Zach, jumped.